From Tibbetts on October 1st, 2012, this is Tibbetts Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tibbetts staff. Server Admin Tools 10.7.5. Apple has released Server Admin Tools 10.7.5, which includes updates to its set of administration applications for use with macOS 10.7 Lion Server. In particular, the Server Admin and System Image Utility Tools add NetBoot NetInstall model filters for the MacBook Pro and MacBook Air mid-2012 models. Additionally, the System Image Utility improves reliability of booting from NetRestore images, and the Workgroup Manager correctly sets the password expiration date for Open Directory users, as well as shows the names of members of Active Directory groups. OS X Server 2.1.1. Apple has released OS X Server 2.1.1, which has been updated with the capability to manage DHCP from within the server app, as well as adding support for iOS 6 devices to Profile Manager. The release also enables management of the blacklist settings for the mail service, prevents spurious changed hostname alerts messages after restarting, addresses an issue where airport base stations couldn't be managed after updating from previous versions of OS X Server, as well as some other migration issues, and allows for setting a default NetBoot image in the server app. Mellel 3.0.2. Redlax has released Mellel 3.0.2, a maintenance release brimming with fixes for the word processing app. Highlights include fixes for an issue that caused the app to freeze occasionally when entering the version browser, a problem that caused some characters to appear doubled in the final citation after a bibliography scan, an issue that caused the document view to stick to the left when moving the window from screen to screen, and a problem that caused the Spotlight importer to malfunction under OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion. The release also groups palettes in a single heap when viewing on a smaller screen, such as the 11-inch MacBook Air, and updates the application icon. Aperture 3.4.1. Apple has released Aperture 3.4.1 to address several issues that cropped up after the recent release of Aperture 3.4, which introduced iCloud's shared photo stream feature. The update fixes an installer issue that caused the app to quit on launch, improves reliability of synchronizing photos to iOS devices, resolves a problem with downloading and viewing photos synced from Facebook albums, and addresses several other unspecified stability issues. Airfoil 4.7.3. Rogue Amoeba has updated its Airfoil Network Audio Streaming app for the Mac to version 4.7.3, which now offers full support for receiving audio through Airfoil speakers from devices running iOS 6. The Instant On component receives an update to version 6.0.2 to fix several unspecified issues, and the Airfoil Video Player has been fixed to avoid a crash in OS 10.10.8.2. Additionally, audio can be captured from the WebKit application on Mountain Lion, and Airfoil has been given an improved update process with automatic downloads and installation on quitting the app via a newer version of Sparkle. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, ScanSnap, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tibbetts.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.